Ray Lampy, Dr. Barbecue. I love listening to the Grilling Guys, and you should too.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday. I want to. The man that's responsible for all the smoking himself, Gordy the Butcher. Hey, Gordy, good morning, man.
Good morning, Randy. How you doing?
Hey, you know what? We're doing fantastic. And one of the things that the Grist Mill does out here that I don't think a lot of people know is you'll help people prepare their holiday meals, whether it be Thanksgiving turkeys or Christmas prime rib or whatever it is. But you got a whole laundry list of things here that are available by the pound where people can come and buy this stuff. And I'm really interested in a couple of these things. You've got seasoned fresh whole turkeys. Tell me about that. Thanksgiving's coming up here in another week. Can somebody come out here and grab their turkey from you? And what does seasoning mean?
Well, you know, what we'll do for them is you know, a lot of people, especially women, you know, they still get all kind of squirrely about touching turkeys and stuff like that. So we'll clean them up and we'll season it with a sage seasoning. We'll put it in a cooking bag in a foil pan, and all they have to do, we'll give them directions on how to cook it. And they just have to take it home, put it in the oven, follow directions.
Couldn't be any easier.
No.
Talk to me a little bit about this turducken thing you've got on here. Says that you need to do this a little bit ahead of time. But what is a turducken? I don't know if anybody knows what that is.
Yeah, that's yeah. I really don't like talking about that because it's a time consuming thing to do. But you know, we enjoy doing it, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. What we do is we take about a 14 to 16 pound fresh turkey. We bone that out, except for the drumsticks. We use a roaster. We bone that out, and a duck, and we bone that out, and we layer those in the turkey, and then stuffing, which our stuffing's a cranberry walnut stuffing.
Ooh.
And then we put the duck, and then we put another layer of stuffing, and then we put the chicken, and then another layer of stuffing. Then we roll that up, and we put it through a big netter, and then we season the outside.
A big what?
A netter. So it's netted, so it stays all together.
Oh, okay.
And what we do is put it in a foil pan. We give you the directions on how to cook it and take it home, throw it in the oven. It takes about 9 hours. They finish out about 18 to 20 pounds when we get done with them.
Yeah, and a netter. So, like, this is the Netherlands.
Right, yeah, just a little north of here, hey. But so I see a turducken is $85, but how many, you said you get 20 pounds?
20 pounds,
and,
right.
And you want to talk about something impressive on your Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, nobody gets one of those.
Nobody gets one of those. And for $4 a pound, come on.
Yeah, we get, come on. Everybody comes back and, you know, they just say it was a hit of their party and stuff like that. You know, they get a big kick out of it. Everybody goes, well, how do they make them? You know, so even after Thanksgiving, I'm still telling people how to make them. And even for Christmas, we sell a lot of them, too.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you know, one of the things that people do with their turkeys that I've found that makes them a lot better, and that is this process of brining. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. I'm a big fan of brining meat. What do you think about it?
You know, I haven't done a lot of it, Randy, so I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I'm an expert. But we've get more people in that tell us they like brining it because it produces moisture for the bird, and it just seems to cook up a lot nicer.
Right.
So that's probably something we're probably going to try to get into more.
Okay.
But right now, like I said, we haven't really done it, but I hear nothing but success stories on it.
Yeah,
so.
I like brining my turkeys.
Yeah,
I do it.
I mean, more people
every
do
year.
It all
I
the
time. Do it in a cooler in my garage.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not much. I mean, it's basically
24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours. It's you can make it simple, or you can make it whatever flavor you want. You
if
know?
If you try and flavor it, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to use a lot of expensive herbs and spices.
Right.
Because there's a lot of water involved.
Yep.
So your basic salt and sugar, and water.
Yeah,
perfect brine.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea there is the salt kind of breaks down the pores in the meat and helps it absorb some of the moisture, so when you cook it, it doesn't dry out as much. It's not an injection.
It's a flavor enhancer.
Yeah, it's a submersion, if you will, in that, yeah. But anyway, that's
submersion.
Yeah.
Good to articulate that.
That was a big word.
Yeah. There's a couple tips that one of the things is if you're going to brine your turkey is make sure it's completely submerged. You don't want any of the turkey out of the solution. Again, it's a salt and water solution. You can find brine recipes all over the internet.
Right.
There's nothing special about them at all. But a whole turkey, 1 to 2 days, you want to keep it at about 40 degrees. A cooler is a very popular option for brining a turkey. But here's the deal. You want to mix your water and salt solution, Walt. Been doing that all morning.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's Walt.
Yeah.
Salty water.
Yeah.
I always wondered how he got his name.
Oh, God. Here we
perfect.
Go
perfect. Thank you.
But anyway,
turkey.
Find the recipe. But the key is keep it submerged and keep it at an even temperature. And if you're going to submerge the bird in a cooler, don't put the ice in the cooler just with ice because it'll melt and it'll dilute your brine solution. So you want to separate the ice from the solution, but you got to keep it cold, about 40 degrees or below is where you want it. Not frozen, but it just 40 degrees. But a couple tips on brining. You're going to find it's the result on a turkey, the average turkey your mom makes, this is going to improve that recipe a lot.
Why you got to talk about my mom?
But because I've not eaten her turkey. You're right.
No,
I've not.
But, that's right. Just keep
anyway,
it that way too.
Gordy, one more item on your holiday list that you think is a must have that you guys are real proud of.
That smoke standing rib.
Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah,
you brought some over here.
That is
beautiful.
So simple. I mean, you can't ruin it. I mean, it's easier to fix than a chuck roast. John's flashing holiday bacon shirts at me.
Yeah.
We'll season it up for him and everything. All they have to do, we'll give them instructions. It's very simple, and it's going to be some of the best rib roast they've ever had.
Well, the one you smoked was beautiful.
Yes, it came out nice.
That was cool. Yeah. I love a rib roast.
You know, that smoker, that's really, you know, girls used to flirt with me, but now I find it that the guys flirt with me more.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little,
and how you feeling about
a little
that?
Unsettling.
How are you feeling about that? No, seriously.
Yeah,
I noticed you got an earring recently.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but I think now's a great time for some man law.
Yes, you know you're a man, because it's time for Man Law. Brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue of Saranac, Michigan. And they make a darn good pasty over there, but their barbecue's getting pretty doggone good, too. So that's Vicky's in Saranac bringing us Man Law, standing at attention, and actually singing the national anthem at events is the true sign of a real man. Okay? Standing at attention and actually singing the national anthem. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And by the way, for you GIs out there, whether you're active duty or a former, you can now salute the flag during the national anthem without wearing your cover. So that's man law for today. Gosh, thanks for joining us. We've had a ton of fun out here. They've been feeding us royalty here. They're bringing us plate after plate of food. We're at the Grist Mill. Come out today. They got a big event going on out here. There's food everywhere. It's free samples. And if you got a little hunger pain going, this would be the place to cure it. Our closing song is by John Michael Montgomery. And it's a great tribute to veterans. Because it's Letters from Home, and it's just one of these songs, when I hear it, it just chokes me up, because I think of all the people serving around the world that, if you've never served, you don't know what it's like to be stuck somewhere for a year at a crack without seeing your folks. And it's even, I mean, I wasn't in a war. I was just, you know, actually in a wonderful place, but I was out in the middle of the Pacific for a year at a crack. You just, you know, it's really tough to be away from your family that long. And these guys that are in Afghanistan, Iraq, Africa, all over the other place, and gals, they've got bullets whizzing by their head and bombs going off on the side of the road. So tomorrow we're going to pay special tribute to those folks. And it's Veterans Day, and I just want to remember all those people.
Absolutely. Get out to the Grist Mill. Check out all this wonderful smoked food, desserts, cheesecakes, side dishes. Man, you can make your whole Thanksgiving meal right here. They'll do it for you. You've been listening to Grillin' Guys on 107.3. We're going to be off next week. Bob and I are both going in the woods, so it's going to be the best of the Grilling Guys. Please tune in and check it out. We'll talk to you after deer season.
Wondering where you might be. I saw your mama and I showed her the ring. Man on a television said something so I couldn't sleep. But I'll be alright, I'm just missing you. And this is me kissing you. X's and O's in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared and our butts ain't muddy. And they all laugh cause she calls me honey, but they take it hard cause I don't read the good part. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.